Well, I don't normally spend my mornings in police headquarters, but I have come here today for a specific reason. I'm not too sure what's going to happen to me, but I'm sure it's all going to be explained to me. I've got some colleagues with me now.
Good morning, Tony. Mark Stanton. I'm the head of the firearms department for Merseyside Police.
And Tim Mercer. I'm a firearms trainer within the department.
It doesn't take Sherlock Holmes to work out that I'm going to be involved in some firearms training today.
Yeah, we'll be Tim and Dave and Jeff will put you through your paces very shortly and show you some of the decision-making that firearms officers have to undergo, a flavour of the type of work that we undertake.
We've got some scenarios, real-life scenarios, that we're gonna after we've given you quite a short firearms training course, about 5 minutes instead of the normal 10 weeks, we're going to put you through some scenarios and see how you go.
So I've got to cram 10 weeks training into 5 minutes?
Yeah, but hopefully we'll be able to get you up to speed.
Well, I'm closer to 50 than 40, so my reactions might be quite slow. Is that going to make a difference?
May well do, but I'm older than that, so my reactions are still okay.
All right, do you want to kick me up then, and let's see how we do?
So I'm going to put you into context. We do a little bit of patrolling at John Lennon at the airport. Not a massive amount, but we do go in and we walk through there quite often. There's an incident at one of the check-in desks where there's an American traveller who's in some sort of dispute with the check-in girl. We're not 100% sure what it's like, what it's about, but because you're there, we're going to ask you to deal with it.
All right. Should I really be this nervous?
Just keep it in your hand for now, and if you feel you want to use it, away you go.
All right,
we're going to turn the lights down now so the system can work properly.
Okay.
Okay, you happy?
Ask me at the end.
Right.
Okay. All right.
Sir, I cannot let that go on the aircraft.
What do you mean? I fly with this all the time on all the other airlines. What's different with yours?
Sir, I said that it's not going on the aircraft.
If I can't fly with my firearm, I'm not going to fly this damn
Excuse
aircraft.
Excuse me, sir.
What do you want?
Sir. I'm dead, aren't I?
Maybe.
Can I not have another go? That was just so quick.
Talk me through what happened once this...
Okay. I saw a guy at a check-in desk with a weapon. He started being abusive.
Did you shout any challenges at him at all?
I think I shouted, sir, sir.
Quite polite for me in the situation.
Very, very polite in the situation, to be honest. You don't have much time to do this at all, as I demonstrated there. You know, and I'm guessing I'm dead.
Potentially, if that was a live job, you could be... I'll change the time of the day, 2 o'clock in the morning. You're out and about in an armed response car, so you're the only one available. You're driving round, and a report's coming in. A lone female in a house. She's rung the police because she's heard someone breaking into her house. She feels there's an intruder downstairs and you've been deployed.
Because who knows what's going to happen?
Who knows what's going to happen to you in the next 30 seconds?
Okay.
Oi! Stop! Move away!
Don't shoot!
Put the weapon down!
Don't shoot!
Put the weapon down!
Don't shoot me!
Move away! Down! Move away!